you kind of expect, you know, to kind of get the shaft a little bit. You know, last year we got a 15. We lost our last game of the season, so that kind of worked against us. But the way all the Big East tournaments and the Big Ten tournaments, however they play out, that has a lot of effect on your seeding. So it's not feeling a disappointment.
You guys had a Big 12 team, took them to the wire. You get another Big 12 team this year that's, you know, considered to be a team that maybe could go a long way. Does that help what happened last year now to prepare for this?
Yeah, there'll be a sense of we've been here before, especially among the older guys. Our third time going to the tournament now, and hopefully we'll carry some of the energy that we had down in Texas last year into this year's squad.
A&M is a team that slows the game down a lot, plays low-scoring games more often than not. Does that help you guys any, you think?
We'll see. I mean, Coach Miller probably has plans of his own for the game, so we'll see what he's thinking and, you know, see how much I get the input and Mark, and we'll just take it from there.
Three straight for you guys, just the best one, sweetest one since you're seniors.
Oh, definitely. It's the way you want to go out, work hard your entire career, and getting it your sophomore year and your junior year and not getting it your senior year would probably be a really bad thing. I think the program has a sense of that. It's been like that for a while, and it'd be a great thing to get a win and, you know, just give that to the program and, you know, kind of go from there. If we get a win in the first round, you never know what happens.
What do you think about the site? We have a...
Yeah, I don't know about Kentucky. I really don't. Hopefully, Brendan's a Midwest guy. He'll be.
It's Rupp Arena. It's one of the most famous arenas in the land.
That's where Villanova pulled it.
Yeah, that's where Villanova won the 85 title.
Oh wow! Maybe there'll be some magic in the building then.